Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
There was supposed to be a lot of emotions in the last week. A lot of things have been delayed and pushed aside now that the speedy trial is off the table in the case of Koberger. But with what we've seen, Ann Taylor, we notably having some issues with cameras in the court and people focusing on Brian Koberger's crotch, which is a phrase I never thought I'd have to say out loud, but that's literally what was in some of the filings. What's your take on where this is going and what has been filed thus far now that we're kind of in a new phase of this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's going to happen is we're going to have traditional motion work. You know, when that speedy trial demand is like looming, it puts so much pressure, not just on the state, but on both sides. You know, I mean, in terms of getting full discovery tendered and the defense having time to go through it all and to figure out whether or not they have motions that they need to file, such as motions to suppress, motions to quash, all those different motions, which I anticipate that we'll see now since the trial is going to be kicked. And they're important. You know, I mean, there's going to be issues there. And we can tell, like, I mean, if you look at that docket in, you know, in whatever it's been, what is it, 8 months?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I've lost track.
Yeah, it's packed, man. Yeah. Like this, it's a death penalty case. It's what you'd expect in that type of case. There's just a ton of paperwork being filed, ton of motions, and there's going to be a ton more. So as far as kind of my view on the camera situation, I would not be shocked if the judge limited it in terms of the pretrial stuff. I don't think, because the issue, you know, they're worried about tainting the jury pool, you know, and as much as some people don't think that's an issue, I know it to be an issue because I've actually practiced law and tried high profile cases. It is an issue. Yeah. You can absolutely taint a jury pool, especially in a small community like that, you know, and I've spoken with lawyers in that area who are of the mindset that they shouldn't move it. You know, that they shouldn't file a motion for change of venue, as did in Val And, you know, I kind of have to take their word for it. You know what I mean? In terms of, you know, kind of the dynamics of the Idaho court system, you know, like if it was me, I would 100% be trying to move it, you know, because, but in Illinois, if I seek a change of venue, the judge travels with the case, as does the state's attorney, as does the court staff, everyone goes. So it's like, if we move venue, then it's not like you're having to use a different prosecutor and a different judge. You're changing the location of where the trial is going to be held so that you can impanel a jury from that particular county. Whereas what's the trend now, like what they're doing in the Delphi case, is they're importing a jury, which I think is much easier. It's much more cost efficient because, you know, you're not having to move everything. And you have a case like Koberger. I mean, just transporting the evidence, man, like is a massive undertaking. It's like they did the same thing in Gacy when my dad was trying that.
Yeah.
And they were one of, you know, one of the original cases to import a jury. They imported a jury from Rockford into the city, and then they sequestered them, put them up in a hotel for the duration of the trial instead of having to try to move the whole thing to Rockford. So, I mean, there's options there. And I think probably, you know, if I was the attorney for the state or for the defense, either one, I don't think that either one would object. Like if the state's, you know, looking at it, because look, we all want the trial to go right the first time. All of us do.
Sure.
Like what, no matter what side you're on,
yeah.
If you think he's innocent, if you think he's guilty, the bottom line is none of us want these victims' families to have to go through this nightmare again. This should be a one and done. You don't want this getting overturned on appeal. It would be a nightmare for the families, an absolute nightmare to have to sit through it all over again. So it's important for both sides to have a good, fair trial the first time around. And, you know, in order to do that, I think the state would probably not object to importing a jury from a different county if they wanted to do that, as opposed to kind of moving everything. So we'll see how that plays out. But as far as the camera thing goes, you know, again, I think that ultimately, my gut is telling me he's going to deny the motion, that he's going to put more restrictions in place. It's going to, because he already limited how much they can focus on Koberger when they're filming in there.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, ease up. Like, we don't want the camera trained on him. Like, after the trial starts, it's moot. It doesn't matter anymore. The jury's been impaneled, so they can film whatever they want. This is all pretrial consideration, all pretrial publicity. And that's what they're trying to control at this point. So, you know, I have a feeling that he will deny the motion, but he will put some more limitations on the pool camera, maybe the still photography as well. And, you know, at that point, like I said, when it gets to trial, it'll be free game. Now, it appears that we're going to be able to watch this one, unlike Vallo. He had to listen to it, which is optimal. I'd obviously prefer to be able to see the witnesses when they're testifying. It's hard to just kind of, because, you know, all that kind of stuff comes into play when you're trying to evaluate credibility of a witness.
You have to
look and see how they're acting on the stand. Are they, you know, touching their ear when they say something? Are they rubbing the back of their head? Are they, you know, you have to try to, you know, the best that we can try to evaluate body language, because it plays into, you know, your evaluation of credibility. So it's obviously preferable, even as just observers, for us to be able to watch it as opposed to just to listen to it. So it seems like that we might get lucky. And because like early on, I was like, man, I don't think they're going to allow cameras in there, especially in light of Vallo. And Vallo's in the same state, different county, but same state.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so it's like that mindset might prevail, but we'll see. You know, so ultimately what they ended up doing today, they just had that scheduling hearing, and they did reschedule for September 22nd. Should be an exciting day, legal nerds like me. You know, they've got two hearings that they're going to have. Both of them are motions to dismiss the indictment, both on different grounds.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one's going to go off at 10:30, and that's where they're trying to dismiss the indictment based on a biased grand jury. You know, there was inadmissible evidence that was used, lack of sufficient evidence, and and the one that I want to hear is the prosecutorial misconduct.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear that. But unfortunately, they're sealing that one. So, like, we're not going to get to hear that because they're going to be talking about specific grand jurors, and they want to keep them shielded from the public because it's a secret proceeding. And grand jurors, you know, they're supposed to remain anonymous. You know, I mean, I've seen situations where grand jurors start popping off, like they do interviews and things like that. Mm-hmm. It may have been one in this case. I can't remember, But I think I kind of remember a grand juror speaking, but maybe it's a different case. I follow so many cases, it's hard to know.
Sure.
But, and so that's at 10:30 a.m. It's going to be sealed. We're not going to be able to watch it or hear it. I mean, I'm assuming that we'll be able to get transcripts of it to see what went down. And then at 1 p.m., the one that I really want to hear, which is really legal argument. That's why they're opening the court back up. There's not going to be, at least in theory, there's not going to be witnesses called. It's strictly a legal argument. And I don't know if you've read that motion to dismiss.
I have. There's roughly, what, 24 points that she's trying to make in that argument. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on the ground that they hold and what sort of, where do you think any of them will go, if anywhere?
I think they'll both be denied. Yeah. Ultimately. So, I mean, the first one is the one with all the grounds. Mm-hmm. That's the one with the 24 grounds. And the second one is basically, I think we talked about it kind of at length in our last episode. And that is the argument that the Indiana or the Idaho Constitution, the language in there basically calls for that a grand jury has to find the same standard that applies at trials, which is beyond a reasonable doubt, in order to bind them over for trial. Obviously, that is not the case anywhere in the country. I mean, it's always probable cause.
Sure.
You know, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. But what she's arguing is that when the, you know, Idaho made its criminal rules, which those are prepared by the Supreme Court of Idaho, and they lowered the standard to the what the rest of the country has, which is probable cause that crime was committed, and it's probable cause that he was the one who did it.
Yeah.
And it's a much lower burden. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they went to the grand jury with. She's arguing, look, I understand there's competing, you know, there's competing language here, but I'm just telling you that the Constitution of the state trumps whatever the Supreme Court put out. So it's a very interesting legal argument. And I, like my gut is telling me that she's been sitting on that thing forever. Like that she's been chomping at the bit for one of these cases to go to a grand jury, because they typically don't use them there.
Yeah.
They're rare, you know, like they just don't, they typically go to preliminary hearings. So this was, you know, a rare occasion. And I think that she's probably been talking to her lawyer buddies at dinner, like, ah, you know, this Constitution thing. It's so I think she's probably been like just waiting for this to come up. I don't think that she came up with it like just based on this case. It's like, it's one of those things where lawyers, when they start delving into the law, there's always, you know, a couple of things where you're like, yeah, no, that's something I'd like to try to litigate someday.
And sure.
Know, sometimes you have to wait for the opportunity and sometimes, you know, you're just too busy to do it. But so that'll be interesting. And that's going down at 1 p.m. That one, they are going to open the courtroom. So we should be able to watch that one because, again, it's legal argument. So, and then at that point, they also vacated, obviously, the trial for the second. That's October. That's gone. So, yeah, I mean, that was basically it. That's basically what went down today. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think she's going to win either of those motions. I mean, if she were to win it, especially the more legal argument, I mean, if something with like truly went down with one of the grand jurors in terms of bias can prove, I mean, it could get granted, but I mean, they're just going to indict him again.
It would just, you know, reset the clock. Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't.
Right, exactly.
It just, it resets the clock and puts everything back in time 8 months.
Exactly. He's not walking. You know, I mean, like if people are worried, like, oh my God, if they like win that bill, yeah. No, they're going to they'll just re-indict him. You know, like the defense will say, oh, well, we want to have that preliminary hearing now.
Yeah.
And they will probably say, nah, we're going to go through the grand jury again. So, but we'll see how it shakes out. Like my gut's telling me that the judge will deny both.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.